USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Residents of North and South Carolina bracing for Hurricane Florence, expected to make landfall as a powerful rain-making hurricane on late Thursday or early Friday. In Lenoir County, North Carolina, the emergency services chief is Roger Dale.
Just let our public know, please, 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 if you hear what we're saying, don't take this thing lightly because it's a very dangerous situation that we're entering into.
President Trump says the feds, including FEMA, are ready to help.
We're fully prepared, food, medical, everything you can imagine, we are ready.
Pope Francis wants a worldwide summit on clergy sex abuse, summoning bishops today from around the world to the Vatican in February to discuss how to stop clergy from sexually abusing children. And this is USA Radio News.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra-long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root, and through my longtime affiliation with the Libertarian and Republican parties, I've learned a thing or two about how politics and the economy really work. The writing's on the wall. All signs point to a major shift in investing as we know it. If you haven't started buying precious metals, you need to. Call now to order the Wayne Allyn-Root Precious Metals Investors Package, which includes six different silver coins from major mints around the world for only $99. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-4653.
We told you at the top about Hurricane Florence. Meanwhile, the hurricane watch in the Pacific starting to look a little bit better for Hawaii, as we hear from USA Radio's Wendy King.
What was Hurricane Olivia is now a tropical storm, and it's bearing down on the Hawaiian island of Maui. A tropical storm warning, high surf warning, and flash flood watch are in effect for Maui County. The Hawaii State Department of Education announced that all school activities are canceled. Hana High and Hana Elementary will also be closed.
The Democratic governor of Rhode Island to face a progressive left-wing challenger in a primary today. Governor Gina Raimondo is facing the challenge from former Rhode Island Secretary of State Matt Brown, who's an anti-nuclear activist and nonprofit exec. Federal regulators reportedly rejecting Wells Fargo's plan to repay customers the bank forced to buy car insurance they didn't need, saying that Wells Fargo needs to do more to find and repay everyone. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Five suspects will be arraigned today in the New Mexico compound case. All five indicted yesterday on firearms and conspiracy charges. The indictment claims they transported firearms and ammunition from Georgia to New Mexico in December to try to train 11 kids to carry out violent attacks on the government and other institutions. And a major wildfire continues to burn unchecked in Northern California. The Delta fire has burned over 53,000 acres. And that blaze north of Redding is still only 5% contained. The area could face a tough couple of days of weather, too, as parts of Northern California are now under a high wind warning through the late part of the day on Thursday. Apple will be announcing what's up and coming for its product line today at its fall event with CEO Tim Cook, who's expected to show off the latest updates to the iPhone X. For those who don't feel like forking over a grand for a pocket computer, the company expects to start rolling out some of its iPhone X features into lower-cost devices. There are also expected to be some minor updates to the Apple Watch and Apple AirPods. And some tennis umpires are reportedly talking about boycotting Serena Williams matches after her behavior during the U.S. Open women's final. Find us online at usaradio.com for USA Radio News. I'm Chris Barnes.